Words like peacemakers and persecuted are familiar enough, but what do they really mean? It can seem difficult to unpack them from the midst of diverse contemporary political and social contexts. Part of the challenge of appreciating the richness and deep challenge that Jesus sets out in these verses lies in the invitation to learn from present-day contexts where these words have urgent meaning. This is especially true of a word like persecution, which in some parts of the world can literally be a matter of life or death. While not wishing to downgrade whatever our personal struggles might be of living out our faith openly, wherever we are located, the knowledge that one of our sisters or brothers in Christ might face death because of their faith heightens the shocking nature of Jesus' statement that the reward of persecution is the kingdom of heaven. Future promise impacts on present vulnerability. Future reward gives hope for present troubles. With that, the command is to seek peace, for that is reflective of the very character of God. The word that Matthew uses for peacemakers is worth noting, because in its Greek form in this verse is found nowhere else in the New Testament, or in the Septuagint, the Greek translation of our Old Testament. It is significant because as a word it combines both an action as well as a reflection on the character of the action. It is as if Jesus is saying, "Blessed are those who seek peace peaceably." The emphasis on the manner of the action is important because that is where the real challenge lies. It is one thing to seek peace, but to attend to that seeking in a way that is utterly peaceful requires some effort, which becomes something of a virtue in itself. This is not to rule out the possibility of discord or, even stronger than that, war. But the point seems to be that the distinctiveness of a Christian response might be known in the risk taken by seeking peace against the odds. In a first century context where the Roman war machine was everywhere, this must have been shockingly challenging. But the surprises don't end there. The intentional peaceful search for peace enables the peacemaker to be reflective of God's very nature, which is both distinctive and transformative. Distinctive, because Christian discipleship constantly seeks to proclaim the particular good news of Jesus Christ, and transformative, because that is the hallmark of the kingdom of heaven. Everything is changed.